You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Okay, God's calendar, His day timer, everything happens according to His calendar. Jesus, who was without sin, without leavening, was buried just before sundown as people around the world that obeyed God were getting ready to eat Passover. He was put up for examination on the 10th day of the first month when the lamb was examined for any flaws or blemishes. Take a look and read through the gospel, see what they were doing to him for those 4 days. Then he was chosen and he was crucified. When the lambs were put to death, he was buried, like I said, just before sundown, as they're all getting ready to eat the Passover, partake of the Passover. And the first high day of the year, the first day of unleavened bread, which takes part that sundown where he was buried right before. So that's when it starts. And this begins the days of unleavened bread. He was resurrected on first fruits and presented himself as the first of the harvest as our high priest on that day. Let's take a look. 1 Corinthians 15:20. But now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since by man came death, by man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all shall be made alive. But each one in his own order. Christ, the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming. Tells us when the resurrection is, at Jesus' coming. Now 50 days later on Pentecost, look what happened at the morning sacrifice on that day. Acts 2:14, but Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words, for those are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day, the hour of the morning prayer, 9 a.m. But this is what was spoken of by the prophet Joel. Now I said that God has a daytime or a calendar. Do you realize he schedules appointments for us? Genesis 1:14 says, Then God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and seasons, for days and years. Now, the signs and seasons and days and years, what's that talking about? It's modim, or moed. It means specifically an appointment, a fixed time, a season, a festival, conventionally a year, by implication, an assembly. Did you get this? God schedules appointments for us to appear before Him, to come and worship before Him. The King of the universe summons you to appear before Him every Sabbath, every holy day, according to His calendar. Not Satan's calendar, not man's calendar, His calendar. Leviticus 23 tells us these are my Sabbaths. They belong to God. No one else. Hang on and learn more. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath. Time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.